Willie Jackson is with us, and Barbara didn't want to steal your thunder. She said nobody steals Willie Jackson's thunder. Thanks for your time today. We're just talking about the procurement cope-up that you and I had plenty to talk about last time around, Willie J. Barbara mentioned that she was under the impression that, you know, about 8% in that program, which is pretty good if that's been confirmed, actually went to Māori businesses in that procurement policy that you pushed for, looking to get a fair shot at government work. The new target from Labor is 15% to go to New Zealand small businesses. How much of that might end up in Māori businesses opportunities, Willie?
Yeah, more in a down. Well, hopefully as much as possible. You know, we got 8% last time, and it was a major policy for us. Given we couldn't get it in our first term between 2017 and 2020, when Winston wouldn't allow it. He didn't support that type of policy, so we were able to introduce it between 2020 and 2023. And it was one of our proudest policies, you know. And to prioritise Māori businesses is a great thing. Our business, Māori business, is locked out, not receiving opportunities. And that was one of our really great, I thought, policies in terms of Māori in that 2020 to 23 term.
Tēnā, have you got another announcement you can share with us on Wātea then? Barbara hinted that she didn't want to steal your thunder. I thought, is there a policy announcement pending?
Oh, we've got our Māori campaign launch in 29th of August, so it's 2 or 3 weeks away, so we'll announce something then, Dar.
Okay. Well, let's start with the blue team. I mean, one thing about politics, you never quite know how long you're going to be there, and Obviously, some discontent. What are you reading into their caucus? Does it matter to you if Luxon's heads the National Party or not?
Well, for us, it doesn't matter who heads the party. We've got a party that's fixed with two parties who are intent on reducing Māori rights, right? You've got New Zealand First, at the moment attacking the Waitangi Tribunal, New Zealand First, who are set on reducing treaty clauses. And, an incredible thing, given really you've got someone of Shane Jones' stature there, along with Winston. So, and then coupled up with Seymour and Nicole McKee, you know, the amazing thing is four of the six coalition leaders are Māori, and yet the attack on Māori rights has never been bigger. So National going along with it. So it doesn't really matter much, for us, who the leader is, because the policies remain the same. We have to get this rotten government out. In terms of who the Prime Minister is going to be, you know, just watching it, I think he's gone. I sort of hope I'm wrong, because, you know, we have had... he does present us with a lot of opportunities with the type of, how he presents himself, you know, a number of mistakes, and we've been able to hone in on that at different times. So I do hope I'm wrong. I hope he walks out and he's still the Prime Minister, but doesn't look good for him. They've clearly done the numbers on him, on Prime Minister Luxon, and... the money might be on Erica Stanford leadership coming through with Mark Mitchell, but I hope that's not the case, and this Prime Minister continues. But the signs aren't good for a mother, you know.
Well, it doesn't appear to be. There's this almost bland loyalty. When I touched on it with Tama just yesterday, he said, no, I completely support our Prime Minister, and everyone else going into the hui today would say pretty much the same. So Willie's hoping that it's Luxon that stays, and predicting that if there is a change, it'll be a Stanford-Mitchell 1-2. The call for a referendum on MMP sort of came out of left field. What did you take from it?
he can't control Winston. I mean, Seymour's tough enough, but Winston is basically out of. But Winston runs the show, you know. You know who else can show an act of what other foreign minister in the world could have got away with what Winston did in terms of insulting half the world, right? He insulted the him and his mate have insulted the Indians. They've then they attacked the Chinese. Then he absolutely destroys Lawrence here. And when I say destroy, it's very, very hugely disrespectful to Lawrence and Parliament and then Chinese and insults the Chinese nation. Who else could do that and still be a minister? Only Winston. And so, and you got a prime minister who just can't control. You just can't control him. You cannot control him. I've never seen, of course, that sort of performance from Winston before, when he's been a deputy prime minister or coalition partner, because we never saw it in Labor between 17 and 20. He was very, he was always at the top of his behaviour, and he was a good coalition partner for us and for Helen Clark too. But this Winston's a different Winston, and so you got a prime minister who can't control him. So what does the prime minister want to do? Change the whole political system? Just crazy, really. You know, just crazy.
Well, understandable why the announcement was that Labor couldn't work with New Zealand First. He says, "Oh well, I said that years ago." Confirmed anyway. Going forward, what about polling? Some recent polling, is suggesting slips and slides, not just across the political spectrum, including Labor. But then there are rogue polls, and you've touched on this before. It can be quite influential in the public frame of mind when you read about polls that see slips and slides, and we start reading things into it. But the efficacy of the polling companies really has to come into question sometimes. How prevalent are rogue polls and how deliberate are some of them, Willie?
Well, I think it's a deliberate poll from the Taxpayers Union. I think it's a deliberate rogue poll or poll to keep, from what I've heard is there was weighted questions, I'm not saying every poll they do is wrong, okay? But I'm saying that the Taxpayers Union, because, the reality is in the past, they've had polls where we've been ahead, no doubt about that. But this one is particularly suspicious, given all the questions around the Prime Minister at the moment. He's had the most terrible week or so. You got to remember, there's nothing about the poll that made sense, other than, well, hang on, it's done by their people. And as I said, I'm not saying they do this all the time, because some of their polls have stacked up. But this one made absolutely no sense, did it? Because that had one of the worst weeks in the last couple of years. I'm talking about National. The coalition government had terrible time. Winston's out of control. The Luxon's making mistakes everywhere, and so they come up. And so their people. This is Jordan Williams and them. These are David Farrar. These are their people. Farrar and them absolutely want. They work for the National Party, So from what I've heard is all of a sudden the questions are a bit different, but weighted, and the poll didn't make any sense because it didn't stack up with any of our internals. Here's the other side of it, Dale. From what I've heard, it hasn't stacked up with their internals, because this is the polling. So they had their own internal. From what I've heard in the last few days, this is the rumours that you get out of Wellington. I don't know if it's true or not, but the big rumour was that they got terrible news on their internal polls about three or four days ago, and that's sort of been the catalyst to this. They just panicked. So I don't know whether it's true or not, but it's just the rumours that emanate from Wellington that they got a really bad internal result, and much different to the one that was published by their mates in the Taxpayers Union, and that's prompted the that's been the catalyst, because they know that poll that came out didn't make any sense, you know, so they're probably polling themselves, wonder if it does make sense, and then they get an internal back, and it don't match up with what came out of the taxpayers. Now, I don't know if that's true. I'm just saying those are the I don't know if that's 100% true. I'm just saying, as we all put our ear to the ground, talk to different people, that's sort of what I had, some of the rumours that I heard out from Wellington, from people who I normally would trust their word to. So that might have been, because you'd be thinking, well, why'd they go after him when he got that great poll result, right? That's what people would be thinking. Maybe because the great poll result wasn't really a reflection and wasn't really the full
sure.
truth.
Well, there's only one poll that counts anyway, as the saying goes. Thanks for your time today, Willie J. We're going to go across to Scotty. Appreciate your thoughts each Wednesday. Mauri ora.
All good, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm.